Some primary principals want to return to compulsory face masks as they head into the colder months. Some have taken it upon themselves to enforce it in their schools. Others aren't comfortable doing so without the legal footing of a government mandate. Cherie Taylor-Patel is president of the Principals Federation. Kia ora.
Morena.
What is the feedback you're getting from principals about what they're wanting to see, especially with winter on the horizon?
Sure. Across the country, it's pretty mixed feedback. As you say, some principals are really wanting to have the health mandates in place so that they can move with surety and just do the job of running the logistics. They're saying that they're not health experts. In other parts of the country where COVID perhaps hasn't been such a big deal, or it hasn't been so prevalent in their communities, or where the communities have been more divisive in their views, principals there are saying that this would not be a good thing. So it is a mixed reaction.
Mm. Do you feel that it is passing the buck by the government, by the COVID minister, Chris Hipkins, to leave this, which is actually a health response, up to education professionals to decide on?
Well, what I do know is that when I was in Auckland running my school, we followed those health mandates, and they made them very clear what we had to do. And people did follow the mandates, and COVID came down. People stayed safe, and we certainly didn't see the death rates that we're seeing now. We didn't, and people stayed safe. So in one sense, I can really appreciate how people are feeling in the community, particularly if they have staff that are vulnerable or students that are vulnerable in their schools. But on the other hand, you know, you do have this sense that, you know, people do not want mandates back. They don't want to be told what to do. And this is not necessarily needed in some places. So I really sense that there's a conundrum here.
Nonetheless, though, I suppose many principals feel that they don't want to spend all their time arguing about whether people should or shouldn't be wearing masks. And I guess it would be a lot easier if there was a mandate, because then that would just be it. And a lot of schools, you know, you maybe didn't like it, but they got on with it.
And certainly some schools have already made that stand. You know, boards of trustees right now can make that decision with the principals, and there will be schools around the country where students and staff are wearing masks. It becomes a little bit of a how much time do you want to take up in a school day following up on masks and the issues it creates if people don't wear them, getting on with teaching and learning. Schools can also send students home if they're unwell, and there are all those other things that you try and have in place to keep an environment, if you like, as safe as possible.
So is that things like is this sort of air cleaners, CO2 monitors, cracking the window open, all that kind of thing? Yeah. Which is great, I suppose, when it's reasonably nice weather. But, you know, we've had a bit of a cold snap this week. And, you know, how realistic is it, especially when there's going to be driving rain or snow or, you know, whatever else is coming? In some school buildings, which are already not necessarily particularly warm, to have the windows open over winter.
So in some places, it's absolutely not practical. And I know that people have been working quite hard with the ministry property teams to assess classrooms in different parts of their schools or in different parts of the country where it's not practical to open a window or open a door. So there's different solutions for different classroom spaces, and people are thinking hard and they're thinking outside the square to try and find the ways to make sure that the air ventilation is working well when students are working inside those classroom spaces.
Mm. Thank you very much for your time this morning. That is President of the Principals Federation, Cherie Taylor-Patel.